Okay, TH, let's continue from the previous one there about pride comes before fall. And just as an example, now, beginning of February 2025, the EU come up with another sanctions package. Fight and defeat the evil Russians. Aluminium, fertilizer, whatnot. And I would say that's an example of what we're talking about here. Because pride blinds you too. You think that, look here, we are so big. We are the leaders, we are the powerful ones, and we're going to show those other ones who is in charge here. So look, we make sanctions against them more and more, and they will eventually succumb and surrender. But the reality is different. And that's why there is a big crack and split now in Europe, showing more and more, because the reality is that those sanctions, they hit Europe more and most. The European economy, Russia and Belarus are the main exporters of fertilizer in the world, or at least in this part of the world. So it means that farming is going to take a big hit in Europe. And what they don't seem to see, or it's just so plain to see now that that's why this crack is coming, because someday started seeing it in Germany also, that you don't, you know, the Russia and China and all those BRICS countries, they don't need to care more about Europe or America or the US, because they can be satisfied on their own. And that's what some are eventually realizing here in Europe, that we make these sanctions against Russia. Their economy continues growing, even though they are in that war against the Europe and the US, who are fighting there using the poor Ukrainians as their soldiers. And China is just flourishing. So the sanctions, they hit back on us. We are destroying our own Europe by continuing like this. So that's what I mean, that reality prevails. And illusions, they just won't last because they are not real. But pride, can blind you so much, and especially I would say, this is just my opinion, in these so-called democratic countries of Europe and the US, that pride and that illusion that follows it may be even more difficult to deal with. Reality may have more difficulties to shine into the minds and intellects of those people. Why? Because you come into power position there and you stay for 4 years. And you can just play around and speak big words and do these idealistic, whatever, efforts that you think is so great. And then, even if you make a complete and total mess, well, then you're out of office and someone else has to deal with that mess. And you can blame them. And that way, well, if you look at China, for instance, and those countries who have, I would say, steady governments that stay there, and in a way also then that forces them to be responsible. I mean, they have that burden of responsibility on their shoulders. And it's not going to be someone else next year. And you can go on holiday. Yes, we will see that as whatever they can then misuse their power and so on. But leaders in the West, in this so-called democratic country, they can even more misuse their power because they are not ultimately responsible for what they do. I asked people in China, what do you think about your government? And I asked people privately behind closed doors, and it's not that they are afraid of saying what they think nowadays. And the answer was that, well, they're doing a good job. I mean, of course, it took China from poverty to, I would say, if not the richest country in the world, then at least up there in the top. In 50 years or so. Or 40 years. And they say, we are fed up with revolutions. Because the Chinese, they know how to make revolutions. So it's not that you can just grab the power position in such a country and have full control forever, no matter how lousy you are at ruling or governing. If you do that well, that's what can happen over there. Chinese are strong people. They make revolutions. Russians too. The emperor or the tsar. Well, now we have our emperor there in the West instead. So yes, I think we need to look at things a bit deeper. And then it looks pretty interesting.